Queer.
I happen to notice that Stephen Carmichael was visiting family in Brisbane, and he's just released his new single Hallucinate, and he was doing stuff, and I went, you know what, I need to talk to this boy again, and so we did it. So settle back, relax, enjoy Stephen Carmichael in his musical project Youth Fire. This is the first song they recorded, World on Fire.
Yeah.
I first heard that song in 2012 in its first incarnation. And there it is in its final incarnation, This World's on Fire, and this is Youth Fire, and this is the genius behind Youth Fire. Stephen Carmichael, welcome back to 4ZZZ.
Hello, thanks for having me. A genius, I've never heard that before.
Haven't you?
No.
People should be calling you more.
No, that's very, very flattering. Thank you. I don't think I can hold up to that, though.
But that song was the marker point, I think, from Stephen Carmichael, the solo artist, that you were, while you were still an architecture student and you're still trying to work out, what am I going to be?
Yeah.
That, I felt, was the marker point, and that's the change. And you did that originally for the 100 Songs Project, which sadly no longer exists.
Yep.
And where you know, basically have a couple of hours to get a song down and produced and out, and then you took it and reworked it to the version we've got there.
Yes.
What's your connection with World on Fire now in 2016 to when you first put it together over 5 years ago?
So World on Fire was definitely a special song, like you mentioned, because it's such a transition between my solo project and, well, Youth Fire is still a solo project, but the evolution of Youth Fire. Once I released it, I'm always very critical of my work, so I hated it. I always have that, I've had that feel for quite a while with my music. But now that I was listening to it, I usually don't listen to my music, but I was listening to it because it came on somewhere. And I remember thinking, you know, this is, for back then and for my journey, that song was very special to me because I talk about so many things that are very personal. And for my growth as well, the song's talking about breaking free or like from all of those barriers that held me back before. And
because in one of the earlier conversations that we've had, and you've been a guest on our program a few times, you spoke about the coming out process because you were not sure that you wanted to be an out gay musician singing the way that other out gay musicians sing. You kind of were still feeling your way through that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And yet this song just changes all of that. It really is a testament to where you are and where you're going.
Thank you. I guess because I'm not afraid anymore. I was for a very long time to be out and to be very open. And I think it's like not even a thing anymore in my life, thank goodness. But I definitely think that my music is so closely reflects my personal life, more so than people realize. I think that in my life, I've struggled sometimes to express myself. But in my music, even if I don't even know where this energy is coming from, it just somehow filters and translates into the music.
Into the music. You've moved to Melbourne. You've been in Melbourne, is it nearly 18 months or longer?
Exactly 18
months. It's been exactly,
something.
Wow.
Yep. That's
got that
amazing.
Right. The next stage of Youth Fire, because that's where the work that you're now doing. And I said to you when you came into the studio that I felt World on Fire was sort of a different world of Youth Fire, but everything that you have released since then, Leave, Save Yourself and Hallucinate, all have a bit of a thematic similarity. Is that Melbourne working on you, or would that have happened if you'd stayed in Brisbane? What do you think?
Oh, I think all of those songs were written in Brisbane. And I write songs all the time, but by the time they get released, it can take a while. But Melbourne, I think Melbourne's had the biggest influence on Hallucinate because I really wanted to... I'm not sure how, though. I think because... Well, Melbourne has inspired me with the different variety of electronic acts and like seeing how they do it. But still, I feel as if my music comes from a place of internalization. So I guess the environment I'm in somewhat filters through into this space that I'm in when I create, but I'm not entirely sure if it has directly influenced it or if it's just sort of an emotional
thing. Well, let's have a pause and listen to Leave, which is just on a year old now. And when we come back, we're going to get into the spacey world of hallucination.
Short seas and fear of losing you.